plug in, and thank you for joining me on this Your Rancher Radio podcast. My name is Jim Watkins, longtime student and reader of the Your Rancher book, and it gives me great pleasure to do these podcasts with the hopes that I could add to the insight of the Your Rancher revelation. Always good to hear from you. You can always email me, yourrancherbookradio@gmail.com. That's yourrancherbookradio@gmail.com. So we've got a good one for you this time up. You know, we're all paying a little bit more attention to politics these days with so much going on. A lot of it we discuss here on the Your Rancher Book, but we try to shy away from too much politics because we really understand that the long-term goal is spiritual, and it's about development of our character and our personality, right? And it's the pursuit of wisdom. And that's what we try to do here. We try to pursue the wisdom that comes from the Your Rancher revelation. And on this particular topic, we're going to look at the character of statehood. And this is from paper 71. And this is section 8, and it's the following paragraphs on the character of statehood. And in this brief section, it talks about what we as a civilization should be striving for. And how do we know what parts of our evolutionary government are worth saving versus the parts that are really just things that we've picked up along the way in the way that we govern? What is the true role of government in human life? Is it to be paternalistic and overbearing? And how does that reflect what kind of government we might see in the kingdom of God? Certainly, they all have rules of social conduct. We live among other beings, including, of course, those who have resurrected. And so this is a good study in the character of statehood. So it is aptly titled, The Character of Statehood. It's just one section. And this comes from paper 71, which the subject is the development of the state. And the overall picture of this particular paper of the Your Rancher book is talks about the evolution of civilization going all the way back to the beginning of time and what has transpired in all of the years that man began to evolve into pockets of civilization. So it covers a lot of key issues, some of which we've discussed before, about the purpose of slavery, for example, the purpose of war, the purposes of different types of governments, how they have evolved over time. So in this one, the character of statehood, we'll read, this is again, paper 71, section 8, and then item number 8, the character of statehood. The only sacred feature of any government is the division of statehood into three domains of executive, legislative, and judicial functions. The universe is administered in accordance with such a plan of segregation of functions and authority. So here, right there, they're saying that the universe also, the way that the kingdom of God is set up, also follows along the line of having three domains, executive, legislative, and judicial. And it continues, aside from this divine concept of effective social regulation of or civil government, it matters little what form a state a people may elect to have provided the citizenry, as long as it is ever progressing toward the goal of augmented self-control and increased social service. So it doesn't matter how we get there. What matters is that we're progressing towards better self-control of the individual and increased social service to others. The intellectual keenness, economic wisdom, social cleverness, and moral stamina of a people are all faithfully reflected in statehood. And then in this next paragraph, it outlines 12 things or 12 levels that we are instructed to follow. So they're giving us sort of a blueprint on how to continue our evolution as a civilization. So here's what they say. The evolution of statehood entails progress from level to level as follows. Number one, the creation of a threefold government of executive, legislative, and judicial branches. Number two, the freedom of social, political, and religious activities. We can check that off. The abolition of all forms of slavery and human bondage. Oh, we're almost there. The ability of the citizenry to control the levying of taxes. We're almost there. Number five, the establishment of universal education, learning extended from the cradle to the grave. That's something we've done here in the United States. Number six, the proper adjustment between local and national governments. Number seven, the fostering of science and the conquest of disease. Number eight, the due recognition of sex equality and the coordinated functioning of men and women in the home, school, and church, with specialized service of women in industry and government. So the revelators are saying in an advanced civilization, these things have to happen. And the due recognition of sex equality is part of that process. So that's encouraging for people who want to know, well, what does the Urantia book say about, you know, male and female equality? And there you have it. Number nine, the elimination of toiling slavery by machine invention and the subsequent master of the machine age. I think we've probably overcome a lot of our... We've mastered the machine. There could be no question about that. Number 10, the conquest of dialects, the triumph of a universal language. Now, the Urantia book says that universal language is effective because people can understand each other. It's that simple. Number 11, the ending of war, international adjudication of national and racial differences by continental courts of nations presided over by a supreme planetary tribunal automatically recruited from the periodically retiring heads of the continental courts. That's an interesting concept because a lot of people would say, well, do you really want to have a planetary tribunal? Well, who would make up such a tribunal, right? But the revelators are saying, and the people that would make up this tribunal would be the leaders that you've elected and have served your continents well. So I think there's some real merit to that kind of an idea. The continental courts are authoritative. The world court is advisory. That's an important distinction because it doesn't put the power of authority into a world court, only in an advisory role. So they're more looked to for moral direction. And then finally, number 12, the worldwide vogue of the pursuit of wisdom, the exaltation of philosophy, the evolution of a world religion, which will presage the entrance of the planet upon the earlier phases of settlement and light and life. These are the prerequisites of progressive government and the earmarks of ideal statehood. Urantia, our world, is far from the realization of these exalted ideals, but the civilized races have made a beginning. Mankind is on the march toward higher evolutionary destinies. And that was sponsored by A. Melchizedek, who is a high-order son of great spiritual wisdom. And so there we have just a quick drop, a deep dive, if you will, into the ideals of statehood and how we are progressing. And that's what I like about these sometimes periodic, let's take a look at a particular paper. And, you know, you compare that with what we're trying and what we're struggling with today in our own leadership across the country. And there's certainly so much room for improvement, but we still have a long way to go. There's still a lot of things that we have to deal with, including basic things like slavery and bondage, which sex trafficking is a big problem. The fact that we have so many people that are unemployed because they can't keep up with the complexity of society and the invention of our tools. You know, we need code writers. We need people who can compete on the world stage and have true education that's focused on the sciences just as much as it may be focused on the more social sciences. We've come a long way in ending war, at least large conflicts. There are still a lot of regional wars, to be sure, but we certainly have taken great strides, made great progress towards the ending of these global wars, and certainly the frequency of them. The conquest of diseases. There's no better country and certainly no better time to live in now where you have the work. And certainly this latest pandemic has shown us what a cohesive global community of healthcare workers can do in battling a pandemic. So we've accomplished, you know, that goal. And then, of course, there's so much more. But in the end, we're making good progress, and we do have great potential. And the Revelators are in some ways giving us a pat on the back for a job well done, but they're also saying, but there's still much more to do. And so we'll leave it there. Thank you for joining me on this particular episode as we take a look once again at the character of statehood, important things to know on the Your Rancher Radio podcast. Until next time, God bless.